מסכת מנחות פרק ת משנה ה משנה says כל המידות שהיו במקדש היו נקדשות. All of the dry measures of the Isaron, the Bet HaMikdash, were heaped. That means they contained the proper amount of flour by not only filling up the utensil to the brim, but have it overflowing on top, a little bit of like a hill, right on top of the keli. Chutz mishel kohen gadol shaya gadisha letucha, except for the measure of the kohen gadol, he would use the measurement to come up with the flour for the minhat havitin that he would offer every single morning and every single afternoon, where the heap was already contained within the keli, the fully sarana flour was level with the top of the utensil. We'll now talk about the overflow, the liquid or the solid that rises above the rim of the measuring utensil. Midot halach berusehen kodesh, whatever is on top in terms of the liquid measures is sanctified. The rims of the liquid measures are sanctified themselves when they were consecrated by having Shemen HaMishpat poured on them originally. So not only the insides are consecrated and holy, but the tops are as well. So any overflow that's floating right on top of the keli is considered to be sanctified. Umidot hayavesh berusehen hol, but the overbrim, whatever's overflowing, we're talking about dry measures, are not sanctified because only the inside of the dry measures were consecrated, not the tops. That's the opinion of Tana Kama. Rabbi Akiva omen midot halach kodesh, lefichach berusehen kodesh, says Rabbi Akiva, a different reason why the overflow of the liquid measures are sanctified and dry measures are not. Says Rabbi Akiva, midot halach kodesh, the liquid measures are consecrated, lefichach berusehen kodesh, therefore the overbrim is sanctified because it becomes consecrated automatically by the vessel. Umidot hayavesh hol, but the dry measures were not consecrated. Therefore, the overbrim is not sanctified. What Rabbi Akiva is basically saying is he disagrees with the opinion of Tana Kama. He says when it came to the yavesh utensils, they weren't sanctified whatsoever. The owner of the flour had the intention to sanctify the flour, but the measures that held it weren't sanctified at all. So therefore, the owner of the mincha never had the intention to sanctify the flour on top of it. He only wanted to sanctify what was needed for the offering. But whatever was on top, it was never his kavana. And they don't become sanctified with the utensil because the utensil itself isn't sanctified. When it comes to the lach, the utensil is sanctified. So therefore, anything that goes in it or on top of it becomes sanctified as well. That's the rationale of Rabbi Akiva. Another reason of Rabbi Yose omen, lo mishum zeh. Rabbi Yose says, no, it's not because of the above reason that when it came to liquid measures, they were sanctified, and dry measures, they were not. Ela she'alach ne'kar. When it comes to liquid that's added to a utensil, it becomes mixed with the liquid that's already there. That all the oil and the wine that ends up on the rim of the utensil was within the vessel and is therefore sanctified. What he's saying over here is basically, liquid is in constant movement. Even though right now, the liquid that's on top of the brim is certain drops, those drops are in constant movement, and at some point they were within the keli. And they keep on, the drops that are there keep on moving and switching and this and that, and therefore since they were in the keli, they're sanctified. The fact that they're on top doesn't mean anything. It's only because they went inside the keli that they become sanctified. V'hayavesh eno ne'ekar. When you're talking about a dry substance that's added to the utensil, that does not become mixed with the dry substance that's already inside of it. Flour that's on top stays on top and doesn't ever go inside. So therefore, that never becomes sanctified. Whatever's above that measuring utensil, therefore, is not sanctified. And that's the difference between lach and yavesh, according to Rabbi Yosef.